Hello, you're through to INS Law. How can I help?
Hi, I was told that somebody had tried to contact me and my email, but they couldn't get through, so I had
Yeah,
to
what
phone
was
this
your
number.
name?
It's Jamie Robertson.
2 seconds. Hi, that would have been me. I was just giving you a quick call about your Scottish Redress Scheme application.
Yeah.
I just wonder, is now a good time to talk?
Yeah, same.
Yeah. And so before we begin, I just need to take some details for data protection, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, so would I be able to get your full name, please?
It's Jamie Ian Robertson, IAIN.
And your date of birth?
19th of June, 1992.
Perfect. And the telephone number. Is this the best one to contact you on?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. And would I be able to get your current address, please?
Yeah, it's 69 McNamee Gardens.
And your postcode?
G743F for Frank, B for Bravo.
McNamee Gardens, yeah, it's in
Yeah.
Glasgow.
Yeah.
And do you happen to recall the address that you were in prior to being placed into care at all?
I remember the postcode.
Yeah, that's just perfect.
ML67SF. It's called St Philip's Residential School.
The address before you were placed into care.
Sorry.
To before you were in care, so
Oh yeah, the address I stayed in before I was in care.
yeah.
Yeah, it was 31 Teal Crescent.
And what area is that?
Green Hills, Glasgow, same as East Kilbride as well.
That Teal Crescent.
Yeah, 31.
And have you been known by any other names, so whilst you're in care or before?
No.
No? And would I be able to grab your parents' names?
Yeah, my dad's dead, but my mum is Yvonne Kerr.
And how am I spelling Yvonne?
YVONNE.
Yeah, and what was the surname, sorry?
KERR Kerr.
And your father?
Ian, IAIN. Robertson.
And are you registered with a GP at the moment?
Do I have my GP at the moment? Yeah.
Yeah, would I be able to take the name of the practice, if that's okay?
Yeah, it's Calderley Surgery.
What was that, sorry?
Calderley Surgery, CALDERLEA. Calderley Surgery.
So just to let you know as well, so all calls are recorded for training and quality purposes.
Yeah.
So I appreciate your discussing experiences connected to this application can be difficult and upsetting. So please take your time during the call, and if you need a break at any point, any extra support, or if you prefer to continue at another time, just let me know, okay? And do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities?
Try not. I don't really leave my house at all. That's on. But still, just like. Agoraphobia.
Okay. So it's
So,
the effects of your time in care, yeah.
yeah, but I'd only left care like a year, and then my son had passed away as well. He was 6 weeks old,
Yeah.
and then my dad died as well just after that. So,
Yeah. A lot of life
yeah.
events, yeah. Okay, so if you need a break at any point during the call, okay, just let me know.
Yeah.
So the purpose of the call today, so I'll explain the Scottish Redress Scheme, explain your options, explain how INS Law operates, discuss funding and fees, and then gather some information then to assess whether we can assist you and how. Is that okay?
Yes.
Yeah. So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies, and support to survivors of historical child abuse incurred in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So it's important that you understand all of your options before deciding whether to instruct us.
Yes.
So you're entitled to, you can apply directly to the Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or
Yes.
you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fees Scheme. So these solicitors, they're paid directly by the government for assisting you with your application. So those solicitors can receive up to £2,000 plus the VAT from the government for assisting you, regardless of whether you're successful or not with the application.
Yes.
So INS Law doesn't operate under the statutory scheme, so we don't claim government-funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement. So we're not paid by the government for assisting you.
Okay.
So would I just be able to confirm at this stage that you've not instructed any of the solicitors to
Yeah,
act
I've
for
not
you in
instructed
relation?
them
No?
there. No,
No?
just there.
No problem. Okay. So our agreement, so we operate on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if you're unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you pay nothing. So if you are successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on the time spent and a success fee. However, the total fees, they're capped at no more than 16% plus the VAT of your redress payment. You'll never pay more than that agreed cap. So it's important I make clear as well, so we can't guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award the scheme may award you. So the scheme operates on a discretionary basis, so I can explain that in greater detail during the call as well. So can I just confirm that you've got any questions for me so far?
No, not
No?
so.
No problem. So if you decide to instruct us, what we assist with, so we go through your eligibility to apply to the scheme. We submit the initial application, which is done today. And then we gather and review all the evidence, and then we'll prepare and submit the final application. We do all the correspondence with the redress scheme, and then we can advise on any offer made. We'll explain the statutory waiver if an award is offered to you, and then we assist them with any reconsideration or review processes if you're unhappy with the outcome.
Yes.
So with the statutory waiver, so if a redress offer is made, we'll fully explain it before you decide whether to accept anything. And it's important, so it can affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to the matters. So you're not expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences. So you also have a right to cancel. So if you decide to proceed with us, you have a 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement. So you can
Yes.
cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And we can also begin work immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. So would you be happy for us to do that?
Yes.
Yeah, perfect. And just so we're able to formally act for you as well, we'll require proof of identity for verification purposes. So we'll need photographic ID and then a proof of address that's dated within 3 months of today's date.
Okay.
So it's to comply with anti-money laundering regulations. So I'll send over an email regarding what we can accept and things like that. So do
Yeah,
you
I've got
have
my
any?
passport.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. And then just a letter then that has your
Yeah.
full name, current address, and things like that. Perfect.
That's fine.
So in regards to contacting you, so usually by telephone, email, and text, are those all okay?
Yeah, fine.
Yeah. And have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses that you should be aware of?
No, just
No.
mental things, PTSD and BPD, that's all.
And with your application as well, you're able to add a beneficiary. So if anything was to happen to you, we'd be in contact with them. Is that something you'd like to do?
Yeah, my partner.
Yeah. So would I be able to get their full name, please?
Yeah, it's Nicole Douglas.
Nicole?
Douglas.
Douglas.
Yeah.
And date of birth?
It's the 29th of the 8th, 1992.
And do you have an email address or a contact number?
It's Nicole Douglas 92@gmail.com.
And is the address the same?
Yeah.
And just a couple more questions. So have you received any relevant payments? So criminal injuries compensation, any
No.
advance payment schemes, anything like that? No.
No. No.
And do you have any criminal convictions?
No.
No. So moving on to the care settings now. So would you be able to let me know the name of the settings you were in, with approximate times if you can recall?
I was put in about 3 weeks before my birthday in 2004, so I think it was May 2004. Until I was in there until I was 16, so I was in there for four and a half years.
So
So I was released in 2008.
with the redress scheme, so it only includes anything before December 2004.
Yeah, well, that's what I was in before 2004.
Yeah.
December 2004, I was in
So
May.
regarding the statements, we'd only be able to take a statement of anything that happened between May and December that year.
All right. So,
Is there anything that happened during that time frame?
well, yeah, for the start
Yeah.
to finish, really, because I was always,
Okay.
well, always, they used to call it time crisis intervention. And it used to be like six adults that would basically drag you about the place, and I used to end up with carpet burns all the time.
Yeah. So, what was the name of that place?
Yes, St Philip's Residential School. They also used to take your shoes away for you, if they thought you were a case of running away, so you wouldn't be allowed to get your shoes unless you asked for them. So you, like, you weren't really allowed to go outside unless you had to ask.
So, regarding this now, so you've mentioned a couple bits of what happened to you, so I need to take a statement off you now. So, if you could just go through, so why you were first placed there, how you felt, any incidents you can recall, the overview.
The reason I was placed there, was, I think it was just because my mum didn't really have much control of me, in the house, so or in school, because I was getting suspended a lot to school and stuff. So I think my mum couldn't really handle it with me, so they decided to put me in residential care. And then basically for then, I think it just got worse. Because it was only, I'd only been in there a week or so before the first time that I found out what it was like. Because, like, if you just, it's just small things. They used to make you sit, if you swore at them once, they could give you up to 15 minutes to, like, an hour, and you would have to face a wall. You weren't allowed to talk to people, and if you ran away, you weren't allowed to talk to them for 24 hours. So you used
Yeah.
to have to just sit by yourself facing a wall, and you weren't allowed phone calls or anything. It was just pretty horrible. And then it was usually if you did, obviously if you did get up during your time or try to run away, and obviously it was a lot worse if they caught you.
Yeah. And what would they do if you did try to move?
Usually that's what they used to call it, TCI, time crisis intervention, but it was just really them just twisting your arms as far up your back or kicking your legs away from you. And most of the time, it was just grabbing you any way possible. Bear in mind that we're all like 40-year-old men that were ex-Berlin stuff, and that's what they used to just pull you about by your hood or, like, whatever they could grab you by. So most of the time, you would end up with, like, big, like, marks or bruises or even cuts and stuff, and obviously, it's just never really. Not really that, but it was a private school.
And how was your general sort of daily life there?
Not great, because the boys in there were, well, they were just as bad, really. So it was really, you just had to just look out for yourself all the time. Then I really feel it's a safe place to be.
You say you're meant to be in a safe place, and it wasn't.
Yeah. Definitely, I didn't feel safe because I didn't feel like the staff protected you as much as there was the odd couple of nice people, but most of them were just horrible. And the boys were just as bad, really, so.
Yeah. And in regards to like hygiene, food, isolation, your sleep, how would
Yeah.
you say that all of that was?
Well, like the hygiene they had, they did have like showers and that, but it was like you had to ask, that was just another thing that you had to ask for, and like, depending on your situation and what you'd done, you wouldn't be allowed to do certain things, like even taking a shower and that, you were just told to go to bed.
So if you did anything wrong, you lost
Yeah,
the.
you basically you lose all your privileges like your TV and just basic things like shower. Apparently it was just a basic case of you just staying as silent as possible for as long as possible.
Yeah.
Which now I feel like that's the one of my life.
Yeah.
It's quite good.
And with food, so did they.
Yeah, they still gave me food, yeah.
Yeah. How often would this happen, or is it like a daily?
Yeah, it was just a daily thing, you know. That's what I mean. It was just like an everyday life, basically. You know, lasted for 4.5 years or something. It's fucking hell.
And how would you say that you felt whilst you were there, and the effect that it's had on you since leaving?
I felt unsafe, stressed all the time, scared. Missed my family, really. Done a lot, to be honest.
Yeah.
Just after I didn't feel like I should have been there, and a couple of staff had said to me that I didn't fit the type of person that usually come in. So.
So further down the lines, if you're happy to proceed with us, so once you sign the contracts and we've gathered all of the evidence and records and things like that, we'll be in touch to do a witness statement with you. So it'll be similar to this, just in a bit more detail, with a few more questions. Is that okay? Yeah. Okay. So is there anything that you'd like to add at all? Any incident that you can
Not anything,
recall?
except I said something even though like talking about it, I'm kinda
Yeah, no,
wondering if
that's okay. That's okay. So this is just the initial statement to get you into the scheme, so that's okay. So in regards now to the application, so there's two types of applications that we can pursue. So there's the fixed payment of £10,000, and it's a fixed amount award regardless of what you suffered. Or there's the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000, and it's decided by a closed panel dependent on the level you suffered. So based on previous awards made by the scheme and what you shared with me today, I'd like to pursue the individually assessed payment for you. Is that okay? Yeah. So you won't be required to attend any meetings with the redress scheme in person or anything. So we'll provide the witness statement on your behalf to the scheme. So based on the information that you provided today, so the next step is for me to send over the contracts to you. So I will just get those processed now, make sure everything is all okay. So it'll include the client care letter, the conditional fee agreement, and the letter of authority. And then it'll be a part one and part two, which will contain all of the information that you've shared with myself today and the statement. So the statement will be at the very end of the contract. So if you want to read it or you don't have to read it, that's completely your choice. But it's not the final one that's submitted. So you don't need to fill any of the contracts out. So it'll all be done at a later date, unless there's something wrong with, let's say, the spelling of your name or anything like that.
So I'll just sign this, send it back with my stuff, and then just wait until hear
Yes,
back.
so I've just sent those over now, so I'll come through to you by email and text message.
Right.
So these contracts, just so basically they allow us, so we can set it to redress, and it gives us permission to access records on your behalf. And then with the passport and the letter, that will be a separate email. So just if you could reply to the email with photos of them, and then I'll just add them to the file manually. But with the contracts, so would you just be able to check for me to see if the link is working?
Yeah, hold on.
Thank you.
Where is the view? Oh, yeah, wait, please click the link below.
Yeah. So on that Hal, so you're under no pressure obligation to proceed, but if you'd like, I can talk you through how it all works if you'd like.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
would just be kind
Yeah.
to it.
Yeah. So with the contract, so like I said, so you'll have the client care letter, the conditional fee agreement, and the letter of authority. So it's all of the information that I've shared with you today about who we are, what we do, how we help, everything like that. And then the part one and part two then is all of your details and the statement. So at the end of each one, there should be like a signature box. So on the bottom of the screen, there's a yellow box that says fields required.
Yeah, four
And when
fields
you,
required.
yeah, and when you click on that, it'll take you to the page that requires the signature from you.
Right.
And then it'll be a tap to sign box. So when you click on it, then you should be able to draw your signature with your finger on
Yeah,
the screen.
right. So
Yeah.
three. And then, yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah, it was actually my friend he that I knew from there. He was having to told me to do this because
Yeah.
he's already done
Has he done an application? Yeah.
it. Yeah, he's already
Yeah.
done it. And then I know
Yeah.
they said they know that a few others that have done it as well, so to try and to get it done. It's me done all the.
Yeah. So then if you scroll all the way down to the bottom of the contracts, then there should be a little tick box.
Oh yeah,
Yeah, so if you tick that
and
box and then the submit button then should become darker.
yeah, that's it.
Yeah. And then they'll come up with like a load of words, something verifying, like a load of
Yeah,
waffle
it's
basically.
yeah. So a lot of them say verify, but I was like, I don't know that
Yeah,
one.
it's just a load of waffle.
All right, okay.
But that's perfect. Yeah, so they've come through all fine. That's brilliant. So what I'll do now is I'll send over the email regarding the passport and the letter, and then if you could
Yeah.
reply then with photos of those, that would be great.
Okay.
But do you have any questions for me regarding anything?
No, that's all you've been
No?
doing.
That's perfect. Well, thank you very much for your time, and I'll keep you updated as soon as we hear anything from Redress. And if you have any questions or if you want to know where you're at with everything, just
Yeah.
feel free to give us a call, okay?
No problem. Thank you
That's
very much.
perfect. Thank you very much. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.